It's Misha Yigro. As soon as the grape comes the size of Yigro. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi says, Misha Godlo Hanovim Ksas. When the grapes grew a little bit. V'nikro Girua. That's what these unripe grapes are called. Well, the Kama Forish Yurik Apol Halovim. Soon the Gemara is going to say that this size is the size of a white bean. When the grape becomes the size of a white bean, that's called Mishigro. So as soon as the grapes are that size, even though it's unripe, you can't eat them, still it's called the Shein Peri, a fruit. And you're not allowed to cut down this tree on Shvius, because you can't destroy the fruits of Shvius. You rather have to let the tree continue growing until you get a good fruit, and then the mitzvah is to eat it, and not to destroy it. The Yazetzim, what about an olive tree? Mishia Snitsu. Rashi says, Mishigdol Hanetz Aleihim. When you have a nate, like a little bud growing around it. Vulkane, maschilot, it's the beginning of it when it's growing. The shar called Hilonis, what about all the rest of the trees? How much does the fruit have to start growing? That it's called you have fruits here, that you're not allowed to chop down this tree, you can't destroy it on Shvius. Misha Yotziyu. As soon as anything starts growing, the littlest bud that looks like a fruit, already it's called a peri, and you can't destroy it on Shvius. Now, the Yomar Abbasir Rasi says, who boiser? The shear of how big a grape is, that's called a boiser. Boiser is when the grapes are a little bit bigger, they're still unripe. By grapes, there are three types of grapes. The smallest type is called a smoder. That's the smallest size of a grape. Then it grows a little bit bigger, it comes to the size of a boiser. And then if it gets ripe, that's a regular grape. Now Ravasti says, who boiser? The medium size of a grape, which is a boiser, who girua? That's the shear that this price says is the shear of a girua. And how big is that? Who pull alovin? That's the size of a white bean. For the Gemara, pull alovin sagadaitach, his havimina is that it's a white bean mamish. For the Gemara, we're talking about grapes now. What do you mean it's a white bean? Ela ema shiura kapul alovin. That means this size, this medium sized grape, that we're calling it now a boiser, that's an unripe grape, but it's a medium size, it's a little bit bigger. Then a smadar, that's the size of a pulhaloven, the size of a white bean. That's what this b'raisa holds. So this b'raisa holds, this man the yom holds, that grapes is the size of a white bean. That's called boiser, that's what's called a pri. Ma'ashenken, shar, kolilonis, all other trees, at what point is the fruit called a fruit? Mishyetziyu, the smallest bud, the smallest thing that you see that's called a fruit, it's already called a fruit. Now, who does this b'raisa go like? Uman shamadle, who do we hear from? The Yoma Bois in Smordaloi, that says only a boiser, that's a medium sized grape. That size grape is called the fruit. Mashenken Smordaloi, but the first stage of a grape, the unripe grape, the very small stage, which is called the Smordar, loi, that's not called fruit yet. Therefore, when the grapes are only the size of a Smordar, you would be allowed to cut down the tree. It's not called you have a fruit. Only when the fruit is the size of a boiser. That's the medium size. Now, who holds the Shita? Rabbonin. This is the Rabbanan Shita, because before we had Rabbi Yossi, he was the one that says that by grapes, even the size of a smadar is also considered a peri ready. That was Rabbi Yossi Shita. And the Rabbanan argued on Rabbi Yossi and said, no, the smaller size of a smadar is not called grapes. But when is it called a grape? Mishi Yigro, or that's the shear of Pul Halovin, that's the shear of a boiser. So you see, this rice is going according to the Rabbanan, that says that what size is a grape called a pre when it's a boiser? And still it says, Ukatoni, Shar Kol Hilonis. All other fruit trees, though, Mishietziyu. As soon as the fruits give a little bit bud that looks the smallest looking like a fruit, it's called fruit, and you're not allowed to cut it down. So it's a kasher back on Rabbi Loi. How could Rabbi Loi cut down this palm tree, even though the dates were very, very small? But we're saying now, even the Rabbanon hold that Shar Kol Hilonis, all other type of fruit trees, excluding the grapes, is the size of Mish, or else excluding the Zaysim or Charuvim, but all other ones, like dates, is Mishyetziyu. As soon as you see the smallest amount of a fruit, it's called a fruit already. So it's a kasha back in Rabbi Loi, how is he allowed to cut down this tree? On Shvius, Lechur, as soon as it had a shape of a date, it's called a pri, even according to the Rabbanan, and the Torah says, Lo'achla, you're only allowed to eat them and not destroy the peris. So how was he allowed to cut down this tree? The Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Loi v'denischoni case. He has to give a new teretz. The type of a palm tree that Rabbi Loi cut down wasn't the regular palm tree, that the fruits were unripe, but if he would have let them grow, they would have grown bigger. No. He's talking about a type of a tree that this is the biggest, the fruits grow. They don't grow bigger than this. It's like Rashi says, the Nischoi Kates, Tomorim Shaldekel Zocher. He cut down a palm tree like a male palm tree. The Einam Mizbashlam Boy, Olamis. And the fruits on this tree never get ripe. That's the way this tree gives off its fruit. Unripe fruits. What do they do with these fruits? The Goydrin Oysam Benithin, they cut them off in Ethan time. They Mizbashlam Yaleim. And they get ripe by themselves. The Kli Kapas Tamurim. They put them into a basket. And you put these dates into a basket. Staying in the basket makes them become ripe. Uloilam Hen Ketanis. And on the tree they always stay small. Hilkach, Rebbe Loi Le'afsed Midi. Therefore, when Rebbe Loi cut down this palm tree, what was the question? The fruits are unripe. So who are you destroying the fruits? Because if you wouldn't let the fruits still grow on the tree would have made them grow riper, bigger. The Torah says no. We're talking about such a palm tree that no matter how long the fruits stay on the tree, they don't get bigger. They only stay at this small stage. So therefore, by cutting it down now, you didn't destroy the fruits. Cut down the tree. What do you do with the fruits? Pick off the fruits, put them in their special baskets that they'll ripen in the baskets, so you didn't destroy the fruit. Therefore, Rebbe Loi was allowed to cut down this palm tree, even on Shavuos. Tana Rabbanan, we learned before in the Braisa, Oichlim ba novim ad sheyichlim, we didn't have it before, Stam is the Braisa, Oichlim ba novim, on Shavuos, the seventh year, you're allowed to eat the grapes that you have in your house. We said the shear is ad zman habir. What does zman habir mean? Until there are no more grapes left in the field that the chayis don't have what to eat. So you're allowed to eat your grapes, until it ends off the grapes in this place called Oichel. Hey, that was the last place that still had grapes on the fields. Rashi says, Oichel, that's a mokum. That's the name of a place. If it happened this year that other places have grapes even after this place of Oichel finished the grapes, you can still eat the grapes, providing there's some place that there are still grapes in the fields that the chayis could eat it. Oichlim b'zeisim, you're allowed to eat your olives, ad sheyichla achron shebetkoa. That's this place called Tekoa. That was the place that had a lot of olives, olive trees. So as long as there's an olive tree still in Tekoa that has olives on it, so the chayis could eat from that tree, anybody is allowed to eat the olives in his house on trees. Rashi says Tekoa, mokam zeisim, that was the place that has a lot of olives. K'adnan b'mlochis, Tekoa al full of shemen. That's like the olive, the best place to have oil. That had the best olive trees. Rebbe Loi Yoimer Ad Sheyichla Achron Shagush Cholov. Another place, he said, until the last olive tree got finished up in this place called Gush Cholov. Rashi Gush Cholov, also Nami Ika Zaysim Tuva. This place also has a lot of olives. Vu Bechelko Shel Osher. Dechsiv Bei V'toivo Bashem and Ragloi. Rebbe Mlochus. That Osher also has a lot of oil, olive oil. Now, well, how much has to be eaten up from the trees that you say the chayis can't get to it? Kedeshi oni yaitsei v'yena moitsi loy b'noifoy v'loy v'ikroy. Then oni will go around collecting, looking for olives. He can't find olives, not in the bushes, b'noifoy v'loy v'ikroy, not on the ikra, the bark of the tree. Roiva oichem. He can't get, roiva means a quarter of a lug. Not even that much he can collect. If an oni that does a good job collecting for it can't collect a roiva, a quarter of a lug, so for sure then it's considered chayus, can't find what to eat, and therefore the lach is, it's called zman habir, there's no more fruits in the field for the chayus to eat, and therefore we have to take out our fruits we have in the house and bring it outside on Shavuos, on the Shemitah. Rashi Kadeshiye oni yoitse, muta lecho minakanusim, you're allowed to eat the fruits you have in your house, until there's no more left in the fields, kol kanashi oni yoytzla vakesh reina moitzi. The oni will go out looking, and an oni can look better than a chayah could. So if an oni can't find a revius of a lug, that tzidid chayahs can't find anything. And therefore the tzidid the chayahs don't have what to eat, and now we have to start taking out our fruits, the pears that were grown on shvias from the house, and destroy them, bring them outside. But that was machlokes before. Tosfos says, just leave them outside and be like Hefker, but you could eat them. And the Rambam says, no, you have to destroy them. Vayte begroigris. What about you want to eat? Rashi says, tainim yveshim, dried out figs. How long can you eat dried out figs? Achiyichlu pagei beisini. That's this place, pagei beisini, that has a lot of figs. So it calls the mandra figs there. We're allowed to eat figs in our house. Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda argues and says, no. Lo yuskru Pagya Beisini. It wasn't brought down in any Mishnah, this place of Pagya Beisini, to say that it has a lot of figs. Elin Yemaiser. Only the Gei Tilchas Maiser. Tell us that the figs of this place is also Mechuyiv Yemaiser. So drash lo yuskru. But they samedrish lichosher peri elul Maiser. That that you're saying these figs are also called fruits, it was only brought down in Hilchas Maiser, that you have to take off Maiser from these fruits. The Tanan we learned, Pagi Beitini, the dates, the figs that come from this place, V'yahini du Tevina, and this type of a fruit, is Chayovim B'Maiser. These two type of fruits are Chayiv B'Maiser. You have to take off Trumas and Maisers from these fruits. So Drash Yahini means tomorrow. These type of figs. Du Tuvaini means Mokum, name of a place. The Chiddush is, even though these dates, these figs, are very small, so I would think it's not called a fruit yet. It's not Mechuyiv Maiser. Kamashmala, no. Since in this place the fruits always stay small, this is the final stage of the fruit, and Memela is Mechuyiv Maiser. You're not allowed to eat these fruits unless you first take off Trumas and Maisers first. Vaita we had before. Oichlin bitmorim. You're allowed to eat the dates you have in your house until the last palm tree in Tzoyer doesn't have any more dates. But Kol Zaman, there's some dates in the palm tree that Tzidah the Chayas could get to eat, and therefore we're allowed to eat the pears we have in our house. We have Shimon ben Gamliel, he said, Oimer, no. Oichlen al Shabein Hakipin. We're only allowed to eat Kol Zaman, there are palms, there are dates in the upper portion of the palm tree. Like we said, when the wind comes and blows down the dates, some get stuck on the upper portion of a v'yein oichlan ashaben hashitzen. But you can't eat, even though there are some fruits, dates left in the bottom portion of the palm tree. Which around the bottom portion, we have before, there were thorns. Now since there are thorns, these dates get stuck in the thorns, and the chayis are afraid to go there. That's what Rishim Gamliel holds. Therefore, since the chayis, the wild animals, would not go to eat the dates by the thorns, that's considered that the chayis don't have what to eat. So once it's finished, the dates on the upper portion of the tree, you can't eat any more dates in your house. That's called Zaman Habir. For the Gemara of Riminu, I have a kasha now. You're telling me by dates, this is the Zaman when there's no more dates left in the trees in Soyer. Riminu, I have a kasha. It says, Oichlam b'yanovim ad ha-pesach. You're allowed to eat grapes that grew on Shavuos. Since it grew by itself, you didn't plant anything. The fruits that grow by itself, you're allowed to eat. But how long is it called Zman Habir? How long is it considered that the Chayas still have what to eat? Up until Pesach. Up until Pesach, it says to eat the grapes. The Zaysim, what about to eat the olives? Till how long? Ad Huatzeres, till Shavuos. Until Shavuos also, you have a right to them on that there are still olives left on the trees, and the Chayas have what to eat. What about the Gregris? That's the dried out figs. Ad Hanukkah. Till Hanukkah. When it comes to Zman HaChanukah, that's the time there are no more figs left on the tree, and that's called Zman HaBir for figs. But tomorrow, what about for dates? Until how long are you allowed to eat the dates on Shavuos, the dates you took into your house already? How long can you hold on to them? Ad HaPurim, until Purim. After Purim, then we say, consider the Zman when there are no more dates left on the trees, and the Chayis don't have what to eat, now you have to take out the perish you have in your house. So Chashur is here, it says, Ad HaPurim. And before we're saying a shear, until the last palm tree in Soyer. So after the Gemara Poshid, the Yom Rabibi, Rav Yechanan Tarti, Basrai Samachlif. He changed around these last two shearim. He's the shear of dates and the shear of figs, whether it's between Purim and Chanukah, he changed around the two shearim. But I call upon the Kashrim before we said the shear of dates is till the last palm tree in Soyer. And now we're saying the shear is either until Chanukah or else until Purim. Depends which one you changed around. So who are the two different shearim? Have the Gemara know. Either be the chat shearihu. I'll tell you they're both the same shear. That when is the last tree in Soyer still giving off its palm, it's still giving off its dates? I'll tell you until Chanukah, until Purim. It's one shear. He's just telling you, if you want to look for yourself and see when the last tree is giving off in Soyer. And the other one says, if you don't want to check yourself, you should know, you have a right to say that by Purim or by Chanukah, whichever one changed around, is considered the end when there are no more fruits left on the trees for the animals. The boy is saying, another Teretz is, Hoktoni Behedya.
It says beferish in the first braisa in yesh mucharis mien oichlin aleim. That if there are some trees still giving off fruits, you could still eat. Now, this is only a general cloud. But of course there are exceptions. If the tree is still giving off, you can eat for that also. Yeah. Matanya. We have Yishimra Mengam Liolayim. So therefore there's no stira. I mean, Minastam, you have the first year. But of course, if the trees are still giving off their fruits, then you can eat Kol Zaman, the last tree is giving off in Soyer. Tanya, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Leiner. He said, Simin lohorim milim. If you want to know something good about the mountains, what's the good fruit that grows on the mountains? That's milim. Milim, Rashi says, afotsim. That's this gallnut water that you get. Some people put it into the ink. It makes the ink stay a very permanent ink. That's called milim. Shalom, if you're not allowed to get with a has that may afotsim inside it. So Rashi says, afotsim, that's gallnut water. A gullish. Avul shar ilonus, all other type of trees, shebhorim, that grows in the mountains, ain yofim, you should know they're not good trees. If you have an apple tree going in a mountain, it's not a good apple tree. What's the nafkamina to us? Rashi says, nafkamina, loy maistinon, bikurim, minar kamon. Halacha is bikurim, that's the first fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to bring it to the kayin on Shavuot, you start bringing your bikurim. But you only bring bikurim from fruits that grow on good trees. Mashenken, trees that are secondary trees, you don't have to bring bikurim. So the chiddush is, let's say you have a palm tree growing on a mountain, or you have any one of the shiva saminim, that there's a mitzvah from any one of the shiva saminim to bring bikurim. If you have a fig tree, or you have a pomegranate tree growing on the horim, on the mountain, you should know you're not mechuyev to bring bikurim, because it's a secondary tree. The only thing that grows good on mountains is milin. That's called this gallnut water. But other things don't grow good on mountains. By the similarly amokim, what's something good that grows in the valley? The kolim, palm trees. So if you have palms growing in the mountain, in the valley, that's good to bring bikurim from. Those are good palm trees. Similarly the kolim, what's a good simmer for nacha for river? Kanin. If you have reeds growing in the river, that's a simmer, it's a good river. We'll soon see what's nafkamina. Similarly shvola, if you have a low land, what's a good thing growing in the lowlands? That's shikma. There's a type of a tree. Shikma, Rashi says, ain't a waste of tree. The type of a tree that does not give off any fruits. The afa pish and raya ladover, there's no real 100% raya, but zech ladover. We have a zecher, or little like the smachter, for the posik in Melochim. That the posik there says, shenem the posik says, vayitein hamelech es hakesev Yushlayim. As the melech brought the silver into Yushlayim, ka'avonim, like stones, v'yesarozim, and the big cedar trees, Nosan Kashikmo, he made like a shikmin, made like shikmin, Asher Bashvela, that's in the low level ground. So you see Bashvela, what grows good in the Shvela, Shikmo. Leroyv Simin Lahorim Milim. Leroyv, yeah. That's the posse. Right there now. Simin, we said before, now, this is only a smachta that Shikmo, this type of a tree, grows good in the Shvela. For the morning, before we said Simin Lahorim Milim. What's something that grows good on the mountains? That's the type of a tree that gives us the gallnut water. In Lamokim, what's good about the valley? The kolim. That gives off palm trees, gives off dates. Nafkimina, what's magay to us? Libikurim. If you want to bring bikurim, that's the first fruits that grow, your best fruits, you bring to the kohen on Shavuos time. Ditnan, we learned like this, the Mishnah says. Ein levi'im bikurim. You don't bring bikurim, ela mishiva saminim. Only from the seven types of fruits that Eretz Yisrael is mishabeach about, on those seven types you can bring bikurim. But from apples and from pears you don't bring bikurim. Only from the shiva saminim. For loy mitikolim shibhorim. And if you have a date tree, even though dates is from the shiva saminim, but if it grows in the mountains, you don't have to bring bikurim. Because that's not a good tree. That's what the Bryce before said. The only thing that grows good in the mountains is only this milim. But all other trees are secondary if they grow on the mountains. V'loy mi perish b'amokim. And not if you have fruit tree growing in the amokim in the valley. Because the only thing that grows good in the valley is the kolim, is palm trees. But anything else that chutz from palm trees don't grow good in the valley. So that's what's magay to. Like Rashi says, Bikurim k'siv asher tovei mi'artzecho. V'dashinim b'mlochis, Neman kan artzachov, neman lalan eretz chito soira. Na lalan shemach eretz, the special parents that give praise to Eretz Yisrael for, do abishvach la'akosim medaber. Is afkan, the same thing here, shemach eretz, the things that praise Eretz Yisrael. You only have a chiyuv to bring bikurim, your best fruits, from these seven types of fruits, that's meshaveh Eretz Yisrael. Hamur misham. Vein mevien elam mimokya meshuvach. Another thing also, you only bring it if your tree is growing in a good place. Utamorim mishiva saminim. Now dates are from the shiva saminim. Hey, dechsev udvash. It says eretz chita sar udvash. Shem udvash. Dvash de honey doesn't really mean bee honey. That means the hainu dvash tamorim. It means the honey that comes out of the tamorim, the dates. That doesn't mean the honey itself. It means the dates. So dates and figs, these are for shiva saminim. So you don't bring a bloy medikle shaborim. The enem shabochin el de kolom shalamokin. You don't bring dates that grow in the mountains, because that's not a good tree. Only the dates that grow in the mokim in the valley. Right, then the Brisa says, simin l'necholim kanim. What's the simin for a good river, a nachal? Is kanim if it has reeds there. Nafkimina, what do we care about this? L'nachalaisin. There's a loch about the nachalaisin. Rashi says, l'egla rufa. If you find somebody is murdered outside the city, the lochri, the people of that city have to bring an egla rufa. You have to bring a special korban. What do they do with the egla rufa? They chop off its head by a nachalaisin, by the river. What type of a river do you have to chop off the head of this agola? Is by a river that has kanim, have reeds growing there. Rashi, the egla rufa, sarach she kanim gedilim boi. V'iloi lamikri nachal. Doesn't have reeds growing there, it's not called a nachal. This is one of the ingredients to give it a shein nachal, a river. It has to have reeds growing there. Right, the simon l'shvola shikma. A simon for lowland is if you have the tree shikma growing there. Now, if you mean l'mekach memchers, now there if you're selling. If I'm selling a property to somebody, and if I tell you it has the lowland, it's a raya. If a shikma grows there, it's a raya. Tell them the truth. Rashi, shvola ani moich l'chom. Tzorach shei boshkom. Better. If I tell somebody I'm selling you lowland, the person understands that you mean to tell me you have this tree, the shikma there, and you have to sell it to him with the tree. And if the tree is not on this property, you can say it's a mekach tois. I didn't mean to buy such land. I only want to buy the land that has a shikmer on it. This is also not convenient for all these cases. Like you can't jip the person. If you say you have a good mountains, by selling good mountains means you have milim there also. You have this tree, the milim. And if you say I have a good valley, that means I have the column, have palm trees growing there. So it's all again to make the memcher what you're selling. Yeah. If your place where you live, there's a minig there that people do sell small animals, that means like sheep or like lambs, to a goy, is moichrim its mutter. But if the minig of your mokim is not to sell it to a goy, we'll soon see what the reason the minig is, you're not allowed to. It's also, you can't be mishana for the minig of mokim. If your mokim has a minig, you have to go after your minig. Rashi says, "Mokim shnogu shalimchor teyachmiru alatzman." They are machmir upon themselves. Val dilma also limchor gasa. Maybe they'll come to sell large animals. Now, large animals, it's also to do business to sell to goyim. Right, like Mishnah says, "So b'chol mokim, any place, ein moichrim lehem behem agasa." You're not allowed to sell a big animal, a cow, to a goy. A golem, even young cows, u'sayochim, even young horses. You can't sell them to goyim. Like horses and cows, big animals, and even the young ones, you can't sell to goyim. Why not? Rashi says, because the Gemara now avoid the Zorah, the Goza Bei Rabbanan, the Bona Medik Zerah, Mishim Shaila. Maybe you'll just rent it to a goy. Or Mishim Tchirish, you'll rent it or you'll loan it to a goy. Or Mishim Nisyoina, maybe you let a goy test it out. Masechta avoid the Zorah. The Yisrael Mitzuvah Shrisis Bemte B'Shabbos. That if you own your animal, you're not allowed to let your animal do malacha on Shabbos. So we're afraid if you're going to sell it to a goy, the goy is not going to want to buy it. First, he'll want to try it out. So you let the goy try out your animals Friday, and the goy will keep it over Shabbos. So the goy will be doing malacha work with your big animals. So therefore, you're not allowed to sell animals to goyim, because the big animals. Because the big animal is something to do malacha with. For Harisha, they plow with it. So if you sell it to him, we're afraid that sometimes before you sell it to him, first the guy will want to try it out, and you let him try it out over Shabbos, and if you over Nisa, Shrisa Bemtoi, you're not allowed to have your animals doing Malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, some Midrabbonim, you're not allowed to do business selling big animals to Goyim. So this is Noig B'chomokim. Now, some places made Xerah even small animals, like a lamb or sheep, that there you don't do Malacha. So really, you're allowed to sell those animals to Goyim, because they'll never come out to do Malacha on Shabbos. Still, some places has a mock and minig not to sell even small ones. Kedai, you shouldn't come to sell big ones. Rishas Vaita, Shleimim Ushvurim. Whether this big animal, this horse, is a sholem, a gzunta one, or a shvurim has a broken leg, still it's awesome. Rashi says b'shvurim, Rabbi Yehuda Amati b'shvurim. You don't know. If the animal you're selling to a guy has a broken foot, something's broken, then you could sell to a guy. Why? Rashi says b'shvurim, Tulaim Ashoyi lo, people don't leave it. V'shachtu lo, they shecht it right away. Helkach lechazil le'yitzchol gabinochri, lo'yos le'mishri mechirachritim. You know this is different, it's a shinui, and you won't come to sell other animals. But for us, if it has a broken leg, you know you're not going to come to use it. Like the guy is not going to try it out to see if it works good. Because you don't sell or buy a broken an animal with a broken leg to work. What do you buy an animal with a broken leg? Only to shecht it. So there we're not afraid the guy will use it on Shabbos. So really it should be muta to sell an animal that has a broken leg to a guy. Just the rabbanan say it's also a light plug. If you come to sell these animals to Goyim, we're afraid you come to sell strong animals to Goyim. And then you have the Gzera, maybe they'll come to do Melacha with it on Shabbos while it still belongs to the Israel. But if you don't know, we don't make this Gzera. Or Shavur, if the animal has a broken leg, it's a different type of an animal. Everybody will know, only this animal you're allowed to sell to a Goy, and not a Gzunta, not a strong horse. Ben Besera Mate Besus. Ben Besera says, no, horses, you're also allowed to sell to Goyim. We're not afraid. Rashi says, why? Lefi shemlach to the rechiva. What's the ikka malach you do with a horse? A horse you don't use to plow with. A horse you use to ride. You have a horse for riding on. The Rashi says, when it's yoin of the day, even if a guy would say, let me try out your horse. So you give it to him Friday, and the guy will use it over Shabbos. Now what malach would the guy be doing with the horse on Shabbos? He'll ride the horse. There's no issa deraisa for the horse to do malach by riding somebody on top of it. Because the klal is chai nois yitatzmoi. A live person, if you carry out a live person on Shabbos, there's no issur midiraisa. So what then if a horse carries out something, that's called the horse is doing a malacha. But if the horse just has a person riding on him, and the horse carries out the person, he's not doing a malacha on Shabbos. That's not called the shvitz b'hemtoi. It's not considered the horse, the animal is doing a malacha. Rashi, lefi shemlach to l'rechiva, unis yoyin didei lekel l'migzah b'hen, diyein b'elem mishum shvus. It's only a drabonim dikalocha that you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. But midiraisa, you are allowed to ride your own horse on Shabbos. The horse is doing a malacha, and your horse can't do malachas on Shabbos. The Torah says that's not called a malacha. Since chai nois yatatzmoi, it's not simply doing a malacha. No, it's only yosim and drabonim. So a shvus to shvus, we don't make this gzeira. That's what Ben Mesera holds. So Ben Mesera holds you're allowed to sell your sus, your horse to a guy. Right, the Mishnah says, "Mokim shinogu lechol tli b'leil psochim oichlim." If the meaning of your place is zman is there now and there's no base amigdish, but still the meat you eat Pesach b'night they roast it, you're allowed to eat roasted meat. Mokim shinogu shloy lechol ein oichlim. But if the meaning of the mokim is not to eat roasted meat on Pesach b'night, you're not supposed to eat roasted meat Pesach b'night. Usually that's a meaning. We don't eat roasted meat on Pesach b'night. Rashi, demechsei koicho Pesach b'chutz. Because it looks as if you're reading the Korban Pesach wherever we are, chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, and you're not allowed to eat kotshim b'chutz, therefore the minig is not to eat anything roasted Pesach by night. So Amarav, Omer Rav Yudah Amarav, Oso lo liyodim shiyoy mea bosa zeh lePesach. Someone is not allowed to say before Pesach, a week or two, when he goes to the butcher store to buy his meat order, he shouldn't tell the butcher store, I want to buy this meat lePesach, for the Pesach. Why? It looks like you're being makdish b'hemtoi. When you're saying bosa zela pesach means I want this meat to be for my korban pesach. So it looks as if you're being makdish this meat now. And when it comes pesach one night and you eat this piece of meat, it looks like eating kotshim where you're not on the base of meat, you're eating the machutz. So that's why when you buy your meat before pesach, you should not say with this lashon bosa zela pesach. Now, it's brought down, if you buy the meat and speak in English, you're allowed to say, I'm buying the meat for Pesach. Because if somebody would mean to be Makdashiv, he would use this Lashon. Bosa zela Pesach. That's the way you Makdash a piece of meat. So if you go to the store and some say, I want to buy meat for Pesach, that would be all right. But you shouldn't tell the butcher, Bosa zela Pesach. This meat should be for Pesach. With that Lashon, that's also to do. We hold like this. So Rashi, Bosa zev, yafilu shchut the kvarim, the animal was already geshochten. Still it's awesome. Omer papa, dafke boser, only meat you have to be makbid, not to say, this boser zela Pesach. Avachitiloi, if you buy wheat before Pesach, you're allowed to say, this chitim should be for Pesach. Why? The mintel of Pesach kummer. What you mean to say is, I want to make sure I'm buying wheat that was watched l'shem Pesach, that no water came upon it. It's not chametz. So I don't mean to say that this wheat, I want to be makdashit, and like I'm making this hegdish, and with the value of it, I'll go buy a korban Pesach. No, it has nothing to do with hegdish. By wheat, le Pesach means this wheat was washed and no water fell upon it. That's mutter. Only meat is no good. Fred Gemaro, bos aloy, is it true you can't say, bos is ele Pesach, meis we have a kash on you. Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef said like this, Tudis is roimi. There was a person called Tudis. He was an Adam Choshev. He rushes, he was a Yisrael, he was a Yisrael, a Yid. Choshev Shoyev Roimei, a Choshev, a person in Rome. Was soon said, the Gemara class, was he Choshev because he was a Talmud Chochem, or was he Choshev because he was a political man? He was Tam, a strong person. But we had this strong person called Tudis. Hinnig as B'nai Roim, in Roim, he made the minig, Lechol Gedeim, they mamish ate a kid on Pesach by night. This is going after the Churban Abayi, it's like this man is there. Mekulsim, mamish, they roasted the whole kid altogether. Mamish, the way you roast the Korban Pesach. B'leil Pesachim on the night of Pesach. That's the way they ate their meat. They ate their meat, Pesach by night. They had mamish, a whole kid, that they roasted it altogether. Shol Chulois, the Rabbonin, sent a message to this Tudis. El Mole Tudis Atov, not for you're such a strong person called Tudis. Korzano Alecha Nidui. We would have put you into Nidui. Why? We've created a viklol upon you, like exile you. Why? Because you're telling all the people in Rome that on Pesach B'nai she should eat their meat, mamish roasted, like the real Korban Pesach, you're telling all the people to eat kochim outside the Beis HaMikdash. For at the Gemara, kochim sakud aitach, that imamish was imakdashit, is it really kochim? El Eimah, the more